There are people throughout the world who plan their time of travel to go to certain places that are places of pilgrimage. There are those who like to make sure that they include pilgrimage places, Lourdes or Fatima, maybe Mexico City, to see the cloak that St. Juan Diego wore and revealed Our Lady of Guadalupe. There are many, many places throughout the world that are places of pilgrimage. Rome is a place of pilgrimage, the Holy Land. I've been to a few of them, and what I have finally decided on is that I never want to go to those places anymore. First of all, there are too many people there. They're wonderful places. I'm not knocking it. I'm just trying to be a little funny, a little lighthearted. But if I were to travel now and if I wanted to include a place of pilgrimage, I would probably go to Philadelphia. And the place of pilgrimage that I really want to go to is Rosa's Pizzeria. It is. Besides being able to get a good slice of pizza for a buck, there's a lot of things that are happening there that could be considered miraculous. Now, Rose's Pizzeria is run by a gentleman named Mason Wortman. And a few years ago, Mason decided that you can come in and you can get your slice of pizza for a buck. And then if you'd like, you can put down another buck on the counter and he'll give you a post-it note. And on that post-it note, you can write anything you'd like. And what that does is it pays for a slice of pizza for someone who is hungry or homeless. Anyone is welcome to come into Rosa's Pizzeria. Take a post-it note off the wall, and I'll tell you that the walls are full of post-it notes. In the last year, they have posted 8,500 post-it notes on the walls of Rosa's Pizzeria for anyone who's hungry, anyone who wants to have something to eat. No questions are asked. No excuses need to be given. You just simply walk in, take a post-it note, and on which someone may have written some encouraging words like, "You can do it," or "You're beautiful," or just simply, "Enjoy." Even some of the homeless who have come in have bought their own slice of pizza and slapped down another dollar from wherever they got it to pay for a slice of pizza for someone else who's hungry. This is what was written on one of the notes of the homeless persons. "I just want to thank everyone that donated to Rosa's. It gave me a place to eat every day and the opportunity to get back on my feet. I start a new job tomorrow." The owner, Mason Wortman, welcomes every customer warmly, no matter if he or she is on the receiving or the giving end of a slice of pizza. About the homeless and the hungry, he says, they deserve to eat in the store and enjoy the music as much as any other paying customer would. Why wouldn't I want to go see that miracle? Why wouldn't any of us want to see a place where the gospel is truly a living thing, where it's happening in the flesh, where miracles are happening every day, where people are slapping down their dollar for someone who's hungry and homeless? This pay it forward action is the order of the day at Rosa's Pizzeria in Philadelphia. Pay it forward action is the order of our God. And the order of God who sent Jesus so that all of us might have life without ability to pay or to earn salvation. All that we have is from our God. None of us have earned it of our own accord. It's only God's doing in us, blessing us, putting us in the right place at the right time, giving us the right job, giving us the loving family that we have, who have allowed us to be successful in who we are. Jesus asks us in this gospel again today to love one another as we are loved by God. In fact, he commanded it. He said, there's no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for another, to put others' needs, if not before ourselves, at least alongside ourselves, to seek our joy in bringing joy to another person. What greater purpose is there in life? And to honor and to cherish others simply because they are daughters and sons of God and of God's mercy and compassion. This pay it forward kind of love is the type of love that we very often experience in both our own mothers and in the world's experience of motherhood. There's probably no greater symbol of God's love than the love of a mother who loved us into being, who laid down her life in service of us so that we could become the persons that we are today. As the customers of Rosa's realize, such generous love is contagious and it's transformative. As children, we know that a mother's serving love is memorable and transforming. And as people of faith, we know the redeeming love of God that is unparalleled and is transforming as well, who has taken us from darkness to light, from sin to forgiveness, from death to life. That love that enables us to experience a profound sense of purpose and meaning and wholeness in giving and receiving the complete and total love of Christ in our lives. To pay it forward. As our opening hymn states, all are welcome. All are welcome at this table. And our goal is to make all welcome at the tables of our lives, wherever we find ourselves, in whatever miraculous place, in whatever shrine, or in whatever pizzeria.